out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
The Park Playhouse is presenting a production of Always, Patsy Cline, at the Cohoes Music Hall through October 15th. The show is based on the true story of Patsy Cline's friendship with Houston housewife Louise Seeger. The relationship, which began as fan worship, evolved into one of mutual respect. It is the kind of relationship that many fans would like to have with their heroes. The show combines humor, sadness, and reality. It offers fans who remember Cline while she was alive a chance to look back while giving new fans an idea of what seeing her like was like and what she meant to those original fans. Joining us this morning to talk about the show, producing artistic director of the Park Playhouse, Owen Smith. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you here. Chuck Krause directed this production, and Chuck, we welcome you to the program as well.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for being here. So how did you decide on Patsy Cline?
Well, actually, this past summer we did Ragtime in the park, and both Molly McGrath, who plays Cline in this production, and Benita Zahn, who plays Louise Seeger, were in that production and lamenting the fact that they hadn't had the opportunity to have any scenes together. And so over a drink one day had a conversation about what they could do as sort of a two-hander, what they could do to interact with each other on stage and have some fun. And they brought this idea to me, and we were talking about expanding our season, and this felt like the perfect fit for something at the Cohoes Music Hall, and certainly a perfect fit for these two women, and Chuck was the ideal guy to bring it to life.
The best ideas come over just those couple drinks.
You better believe it.
Good. So, Chuck, what's the challenge in, or is there a challenge in bringing a show like this to life?
I think the challenge is Patsy Cline plays such an important role in so many people's lives, so there's always a certain expectation there of people who are so familiar with her music and so familiar with her story of what they're going to see when they walk into the theater. And so when you stage that, when I took a look at it, I didn't want a strict Patsy Cline impression. I wanted Molly to really just look more for the essence to tell the story of who Patsy was through her music.
Talk a little bit about the show and how long it's been around.
The show, I think it's
1992. Ted Swindley wrote it in 1992. And it's been around ever since, and it's a favorite of regional theaters. He continues to own and license the property, his licensing agency. And, you know, it was in the area at Cap Rep. Actually, it was so popular that it came through Cap Rep five times back in the early and mid-90s.
Yeah.
In fact, the guy playing pedal steel in our band has basically told me that Always Patsy Cline has kept pedal steel players in business. This is his 18th time doing the show. He did it all five times. It was at Cap Rep. But it has, you know, 25 plus years of history, and there's a devoted following that still comes out for it.
That idea of new fans and old fans, right? I mean, I guess you're probably seeing that already.
Oh, yeah. We had our first performance last night. It went very well. It got a good review. And, the median age in the audience was a little bit older than we expect for your traditional Park Playhouse show, which is great. You know, it's great to get new people in there and seeing our work. And for us, this is an exciting opportunity to go beyond just being a seasonal summer company and really truly being a year-round operation, which has been my goal since I came on board. But there were some young people in the audience, and my guess is that they were being exposed to something that maybe their parents and their grandparents have been sort of akin to and have loved. But now they're getting a chance to not just hear it on the radio, but to see it come to life on stage, which is really cool.
I was struck by something you said, Chuck, about this idea of the essence of Patsy Cline. What do you think that is? Is it possible to put that in words of what that essence is?
Yeah, I think that Patsy Cline really, there's a sense of her music that is really kind of haunting, is what I hear when I listen to it. Patsy Cline is someone who is very much frozen in time, a lot of that owing to her tragic early death in a plane crash at the age of 30. And so she's kind of legendary in the way that a James Dean or a Marilyn Monroe is, in that she is frozen in time, and that's kind of, I think, the essence of her, that she's become timeless.
And oh, by the way, there's the music.
Yes, and plenty of it. Plenty of it.
27 songs throughout the show.
Wow.
Yeah, Molly McGrath, who plays Patsy, has a pretty steep job ahead of her every night getting ready to sing 27 songs. And again, trying to bring to life those vocal qualities, that little bit of a yodel that Patsy Cline has, that low husky tone she has, to pull that off for 27 songs is a lot. And Benita Zahn has a whole heap of words to learn and to keep track of in this show. It's really something that what the two of them are doing.
How do you, as far as the songs, how are they woven into the story?
They're woven through. It's in a sense, it's a jukebox musical, and that it's just song after song after song. And in between that, it's tied together. It's really a memory play as Benita takes us through song to song and kind of illuminating her relationship with Patsy and her relationship to the music. And to me, that's really what the show is about. It's really about the role that music plays in all of our lives and the importance that that takes on just in our day-to-day lives.
I think the really cool thing is that despite, you know, having 27 songs where really, by and large, it's just one woman singing, it never feels like it gets stale because there are certain instances where you feel like you're watching a concert and it's very presentational. And then there are some instances where they took Klein's music and they made it conversational between the two women. So there's this variety that the show just naturally provides and that Chuck and the team have embraced that helps, despite just one woman singing 27 songs, it never gets old.
So talk a little bit about the Park Playhouse. And so we think of you doing plays in the park.
Sure.
So you, and moving out of that and then coming into Cohoes Music Hall, of that branching out and being more of a year-round company.
Yeah, well, you know, the Times Union this morning referred to it as the Cohoes Music Hall being the perfect little sister for Park Playhouse, as evidenced by this production. And I think that's right. I mean, for me, artistically, it's the opportunity to do some things that wouldn't fit on our park stage, that wouldn't make sense on our park stage, something like a Patsy Cline. And from a business perspective, the ability to not just be a seasonal organization that's reliant on a couple of productions during the summer, which, by the way, are reliant on Mother Nature cooperating with us, but to have that year-round ability to bring quality product to the Capital Region, to our audiences, it really changes the game for us. And it's been our goal since day one. And, you know, we've really greatly expanded our arts education offerings over the last 5 years since we went into partnership with the Palace Performing Arts Center. Last year, the Palace became the management entity of the Music Hall. And, you know, after a year of running the hall, we decided this was the time to launch a full-scale season for the Playhouse.
The idea, first of all, the Cohoes Music Hall is a really cool place.
It is. Fourth oldest currently operating theater in the United States of America.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Fourth.
Mm, yep.
I mean, not that I didn't agree with you.
Sure, no. It's pretty cool.
I believe you. but really, that's amazing.
It's a gem.
And has it been? Have there been large swaths of time where it has not been open?
There's been a couple of different times throughout its history. It opened in, I think, 1871. And, you know, there's been times that it's gone dark. It's not the fourth oldest continuously operating,
right,
but certainly the one that's operating now currently. Most recently, it sat dark for just about 2 years, from, you know, 2014 through 2016. And then, you know, the city of Cohoes is in the middle of somewhat of a renaissance. There's an awful lot of development projects in the pipeline, and a lot of that is based on the fact that the city's been selling this idea that we're going to have this anchor, right? We're going to have this music hall that's going to bring people to the streets, that's going to bring people to their restaurants and their businesses, and that's what they're looking to us at the Palace to do for them with the music hall.
It is a similar seating structure, a similar structure than to the Troy Savings Bank.
It's certainly closer to that than it is to the Palace or Proctor's. It's about 450 seats. It is that sort of U-shaped, old-style music hall, and we're trying to embrace that when we perform things in there. But, you know, I think what is really great about what we're doing with the hall as opposed to what, you know, what it's previously been, it's great for theatrical product like Patsy Cline, but we're also bringing concerts and comedy. You know, at once a month, Tommy Nicky of the Comedy Works brings a show in. Greg Bell of Guthrie Bell Productions has brought in all sorts of rock acts. We've had jazz and classical in there. We really think that that's a hall. It's beautifully acoustically tuned, easy to park, easy to get to. We think it's a place where diverse arts should be presented so that more people can enjoy it and come down to Cohoes.
And for you, Chuck, because you have a day job with them too, right? I mean, that's your...
I do, yes. I also serve as the general manager for Park Playhouse, and starting as the general manager of the Cohoes Music Hall as we start to bring more product to that space.
Product.
I switched out of director mode into business mode.
Product.
It's okay.
Sell
you need
product.
A guy that can do that. Yeah,
sell that product. But with on that note... There are customers out there. I mean, you have a great base to bring, not only from the work that you've been doing with the Park Playhouse, but just because we have a people like Benita and I mean that have been around for a good long time doing wonderful work.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what we see is that there's a hunger for this kind of programming out in the Capital Region. And, you know, our initial sales for this show certainly suggest that people are responding to this and want to see it. You know, we've got a great theater scene in this Capital Region. You've obviously Cap Rep doing incredible work in downtown Albany, Homemade Theaters up in Saratoga. I could go on and on and on. But, you know, we want to be part of that equation. We want to do not only youth-based musicals that we've, you know, sort of done throughout the years here and there off-season, but all year round. We want to do professional theater where people are getting paid to make art, where people are getting paid to put together a production and present it to the audiences in the region that we think are there ready to buy it. And so this is proving to be true so far. So knocking on wood, we'll keep doing what we're doing.
How much influence or how much oversight do you have on the productions with the kids?
We have a number of different youth programs that we do. First and foremost, our Park Playhouse summer programming, where we entirely run those shows. We have a staff of teaching artists that work with the kids. And we're doing two more youth productions now throughout the year through the partnership with the Music Hall. And then in partnership with the Palace, our arts education program, we bring touring musicals to schools all throughout the region. And we serve about 25,000 kids annually doing that, both by bringing kids into the Palace to see free shows that are curriculum-based or by going to schools directly and touring musicals to them. So, as far as arts education is concerned, Park Playhouse has been doing it for 26 years now, and we feel like we're in a leadership position in the region, and we're going to keep that up. It's really important to us. Chuck and I both, in fact, were students in Park Playhouse growing up.
When will you announce what's going on next summer?
We already have. It's going to be in July, we're doing Damn Yankees. In August, we're doing How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
So, great show.
Yeah. We're already thinking about the next summer, actually, and trying to get licensing on that.
Are you going
to
direct them?
No, not those. I'm working on with the youth production. I'll be doing Little Shop of Horrors in the spring with some of our students.
Oh, that'll be really fun. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, also a co-host.
Great. Well, the Park Playhouse is presenting a production of Always Patsy Cline at the Cohoes Music Hall through October 15th. ParkPlayhouse.com for more information. ParkPlayhouse.com for more information. Owen Smith, Chuck Krause, thank you very much for joining us. Have a great rest of the run through the 15th. Thank you very much for sharing
Joe.
With us.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Sunrise on a tropic isle. Just remember, darling.